From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm John O'Brien. Welcome to Speakers Forum, a series of talks and interviews with writers, artists, storytellers, and thinkers recorded at events around Seattle. This podcast episode features poetry readings from the third annual Lit Crawl Seattle, an event inspired by Litquake, San Francisco's literary festival. Seattle's version is a one-night-only mashup of literary festival and pub crawl. Over 60 authors do their best to silence you or rile you up as you make your way from space to space. It's a thing to see when your noisy bar silences itself to listen to some of your favorite local poets. Lit Crawl Seattle is a volunteer organization. Readers, hosts, venues, and sponsors donate time, goods, and services to make it possible. This year's sponsors include the Elliott Bay Book Company, Georgetown Brewing Company, Hugo House, Shunpike, 4Culture, and DCG1. The third annual Lit Crawl Seattle took place on October 23, 2014 at venues around Capitol Hill. Thanks to Michelle Goodman and Anna Tadashev for these recordings. In this poetry podcast, you'll hear from the event called Moving Pieces, Poetry on Buses, at Vermilion. Please be advised, the following program contains language of an adult nature.
Today, we're going to hear from Amaya Barawith Elizalde, Kyle Ricci, Mary Edwards, Raul Sanchez, myself, Sarah Brickman, and Nan Kiet Nho. So please give those guys a round of applause, those guys and gals. So please come up to the stage, Amaya, please. Please, and clap these poets to the stage.
Hi, everyone. My name is Amaya Barawith Elizalde, and I wrote my poem originally in Spanish, but first I'm going to read it in English, and then I will read the original version in Spanish. The title of it is Sweet Hidden Home. I wander along the roads of life, knocking on doors without finding you, sweet hidden home. I feel stateless. I'm from all places and from none of them. Only when you kiss me, I discover I'm from you, yours. And this is the original version in Spanish. Dulce hogar oculto. Vagabundeo por los caminos de la vida, llamando a puertas sin encontrarte, dulce hogar oculto. Me siento apátrida. Soy de todos y de ningún sitio. Solo cuando me besas, descubro que soy de ti, tuya. Thank you.
Amaya had told me earlier that her favorite sight from home was, actually I couldn't tell if it was the sight or the smell. It was the smell? The smell of lavender. The smell of lavender. That's this. Please welcome to the stage a really good friend of mine, Kyle Ricci.
Going, everybody. Hi. I guess my favorite sense when thinking about home is just the smell of rice cooking. So this poem is titled Mama's Song, and just to give a better understanding of the poem, I'm actually an adopted child. I was adopted when I was 4 months old, so I've never actually met my real mother, but this poem is for her. There is a rice field in Manila. It smells like the nape of my mother's neck. This is how I have dreamt her for many moons. My heartstrings tuned to the chord of umbilical. I strum her song with each breath in remembrance of who I am from. Thank you.
Next up, I'd like to introduce you to Mary Edwards. We met in church. She's got wonderful poetry, and I didn't know that until we started reading and writing it downstairs in the bottom church. She's going to tell you her sight and smell herself.
So it would be right for a Southerner to meet a poet in a church. So my name is Mary, and let's see, sounds and smells. So the smell that I was thinking of, there are so many that really take me back to North Carolina, but the smell of wet pine in the sunshine really takes me back. And this poem is called Mostly. Southern raised like catfish at the MLK and Cherry Corner. Grits and y'all, lightning cracked the skies. Remembering on the number three, I bounce. Benaroya to Harborview to home. Writer's board, a tourist without change. Ladies in sundresses and leather boots. Gents plugged in and tuned out. Me with my bus pass, belonging. Mostly.
Thank you so much, Mary. Please welcome up another one of the folks who I've been really lucky to work with. Raul Sanchez is, he's one of the folks that actually helped put what you might experience later. One of the workshops that we went out to do in the community. So what we did was we worked with community liaisons who found poets in the community and who are experts in not only their form of poetry, but who are able to speak in the language of their community. And so we went to different language communities, Somali, Vietnamese, Spanish, and Russian. And we went out to these communities and did poetry from those communities in those languages. And Raul Sanchez is one of our illustrious poets from that, and he really helped put together these workshops. Please give a round of applause for Raul Sanchez.
First of all, thank you to all of you for coming out here, spending some of your time tonight. I know everybody has things to do, and so do I, but I'm here. This program is such a wonderful idea, and the reason why I agreed to help out and contribute is because it included languages. In the past, if you know the history of poetry and buses, it's always been in English, and usually the established poets have sent in their poems, and this year has been different. That day when we did a workshop in Buren, there was a group of students, six of them, that came from Yakima. They came to a rally in Tacoma at the detention center. And then they saw my post on Facebook, and they decided to come earlier to the workshop, and then they went to the rally in Tacoma. So they were all wonderful, and I felt so honored by them attending the workshop. So out of all the experience of revising the poems and editing and translating, etc., I came up with a cento. It's titled Home. Home is where the bed is sturdy, the pillow soft, the food warm, where the happy dog and his wagging tail greets me when I open the door. The place holding memories on the walls, where backyard birds nest, where we read, write, cuddle, and comfort each other after a day's work, where we make life every day. and not one day we leave empty in the parentheses of our hugs. Embracing, kisses, loving each other, when the sun comes up and the smiling moon lays below the darkened blanket above us. Below, the pillows hold our weary head, filled with worries and projects undone, unwritten letters, books unread, waiting to be touched, poems waiting, the pen bleeding, waiting for paper to be written up. For me, that is home. Thank you.
Hey, Raul, what's your favorite sight, sound, or smell from home?
Oh, fresh food for these.
My name is Roberto Ascalon. I don't think I said that earlier. I got my start as a published poet on Poetry on Buses, actually. And I've been, I had fallen in love with, you know, I moved here in 2000, and I was a busser, and I was bussing tables. And so I'd come home late at night from bussing tables, and one of the things that would keep me grounded from the grind of doing, you know, two shifts was to go and look for the writing. And I'd search the poems late at night, and I could, you know, walk the length of the bus. And sometimes it would, if I hadn't been on that bus and I thought that there might have been a poem, I would actually, like, jostle through and try to get through and read the poems, even if it was full. The first thing that I ever got published was there. So this is really a homecoming for myself as well. I was asked to write a poem for the website. So the poem's called "We Were So Full." In my father's mouth, home was a gap the size of an ocean. It ached like a loose tooth. In my mother's mouth, a garden, a soft green dream. To do our part, we tried swallowing both. Days full of seawater, days of produce. But we'd already had so many blessings. Next up, oh, thank you. When I come home, my favorite sound is when I turn the corner and my wife is sitting on the couch and she's napping, and I come around the corner and I just can see her there napping, and she'll usually wake up just a few moments after, but that half moment in time when I can just see her asleep on the couch, it's pretty awesome. I'd like to invite one of my favorite slam poets and my favorite, you know, like, person who's just like a writer about town. One of them, at least, she's amazing. Her name is Sarah Brickman. She's great, and she is going to let you know her favorite sight, sound, or smell from home. So give it up for Sarah Brickman.
Hi, everybody. When I first moved to Seattle, I moved to Seattle in, I guess, 2007, and I remember riding the bus, and there were poems on the bus. And before I ever knew Roberto, I read one of his poems on the bus. It must have been that poem he was speaking about a moment ago. And I just thought, man, I ended up in the right city. There are poems on the bus here. And it made me feel like this was really going to be a place where I could be at home. That, you know, this kind of utilitarian, you know, transit of the people also had poems on it. So I'm really honored to be a part of this project. I grew up in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, and my favorite smell and sound of home is the smell and sound of thunder. Right before a thunderstorm, the air in Michigan gets this very particular smell, and you can usually smell it a few minutes before you hear the first thunder crack, and it's just so beautiful. And then the sight of the lightning, too. So all of that is one of the things I think of. So this poem is called Returning to Michigan's Woods. The author makes a discovery. Rusted car, you are a colony of bees. Colony as in not belong here, blooming under dogwood branches. Buzzing thrive in a mountain of skinned blackberry, swarm set in your leather with a song, broken seeming, stinging honey. How have you been my mirror every day of my feral life? Thanks, everybody.
We're going to close with one more poet.
Well, thank you, everyone. And I'd like to apologize for being late. I wish I was here a little bit earlier to hear all of your works. I got out at 5 o'clock, and I got here at this time. Downtown Seattle was a parking lot until I had to find a parking lot to park my car. So I have a poem that I wrote to participate in Poetry on the Bus. It's called Going Home. It's not exactly the theme about home that I thought it would be. But because I've been taking the bus for 20 years, so riding home is also it's also part of my experience, like taking the bus every day. So I have my poem with me right now, but I don't have the English version, I don't have the Vietnamese version. So I would like to share you, I don't remember how it's translated into English, but so I'll share with you the Vietnamese version. When I was asked to record my poem earlier last month, I told Tamara that because there are many different styles that we Vietnamese like to read our poem out loud. So Vietnam is divided into three distinct regions, the north, the central, and the south. And each region has its own accent and its own culture. So within that, we have ways to express ourselves through poetry and through different style of reading the same thing. So tonight, I would like to share with you part of that rich culture. So with one poem, I will hopefully read it 5 different ways. 2 are from the north, like northern styles, and 3 are from the south. But as you can imagine, reading the same thing 5 different ways, you can either mix them up or it doesn't make sense at all. So the first one I would like to share with you is the style called Sam. This style is very old. It's dated back in 13th century Vietnam. Originally, it was used by the elites and the intellectuals, but later on it got passed into the common folks and it was taught by tradition to the blind people. There's history behind that, but I won't go into the details. So the style is called Sam, but within Sam it has different variations. So I will use the very, very basic one because that's all I know. So it's like this. Actually, first I would like to read it the normal way, that how you would read a poem. So the title is Đi Về. Gặp gần lăn xả trên đường, quanh co khúc quỷ tìm phương đi về. Bốn mùa lèo lái mãi mê, nhịp đều lui tới trên lề thời gian. But with some, it would sound like this. Lăn xá trên đường, gầm gần lăn xá trên đường, quanh co khúc khuý, tìm phương đi về, bốn mùa lèo lái mãi mê, nhịp đều lui tới trên lề thời gian. So that is a Sam style. The next is also the northern style. It's called Ru Gan. Ru Gan just means that singing to a child, usually sing by a mother to get her baby to sleep. So the style is very soft, very gentle, to show a lot of love and affection as a mother would to her child. I will try my best because I don't have kid yet, so, you know. We'll see how that goes. Gặp gần nắng xa trên quanh co khúc quỷ tìm phương đi về. Bốn mùa lèo lái mãi mê, nhịp đều lui tới trên lề thời gian. So same thing, just different way of reading it. So the next three are from the south. There are many different styles in the central. I know the name, I just don't know what they sound like. So the next one I would like to share is called Lục Vân Tiên. Lục Vân Tiên is actually a name of a very famous poem. It was written in the mid-19th century. Because the poem originates in the south, and I speculate that because the author from that region and people from region read it that way, so they use the name of the poem to call that style. Called Lục Vân Tiên. So I struggle a lot with this style, so let me try a few times. Let me see. Gặp gần lăng xá trên đường, quanh co khúc quý tìm phương đi về. บ่มัวแล้วลายไม้แม่หยิบเดาลุยเตยเต้นเลยเถยยา So that's looping thing. So next one is haw. Haw is the most popular style in southern Vietnam. It's usually it is used by everyone before 1954, it's used by everyone, but mostly young men and women, they would try to, hook up. for the lack of a better word. Okay, they try to know each other. So, because our poem, the Lục Bát, Moon 6 and 8, is very, very easy to make. It's very easy to read. So it can be made by anyone. So they would use that to start a conversation, or they would use that to try to get the point across, or to try to argue something. So it's called Ha. So it starts out like this. Ha. Gấp gần lắm xa đến đường Quanh co khúc khuỷ tìm phương đi về Bốn mùa lèo lái mãi mê Nhịp đều lui tới à hò But when we use this style in a like in an opera, so if you go that slow, it would take forever to finish an opera. So a lot of times you can, but especially during a conversation, you can speed it up a little bit faster, just like the way you would talk, but we use this kind of rhythm. So it would sound exactly the same thing, it just goes a little bit faster. It would be like this. And without the in front of it right at the end. So like this. Gặp gần lăng xá trên đường, quanh co khúc quỷ tìm phương đi về. Bốn mùa lèo lái mãi mê, nhịp đều lui tới trên lề thời gian. Same thing, just faster. And the last one I would like to share with you is called Lý Kiều Đò. So Lý Kiều Đò, basically a name of a, actually the content of the poem is about a person who's being drunk, and he tried to ask for a little boat to try to cross a river. And because, the person is being drunk, so we try, the rhythm is try to mimic as someone's being drunk. So the words, they stretch out a little bit, and some of them they kind of repeat and repeat. So it's like this. And it has a lot of extra words added to it just for the effect. Gặp gần lăng xá xá trên đường quanh co cái mà khúc quỷ tìm phương là phương đi về bốn mùa lèo lái lái mãi mê là mãi mê nhịp đều cái mà lui tới trên lề thời gian thời gian. So that's it. Thank you. So I would like to thank everyone here today and give me an opportunity to share with all of you the rich culture of the of Vietnam. Thank you.
And this was Nan's poem in English. Going home. Bumps and humps along the roads, winding, weaving in search of the path home. Riveted with driving through the seasons. Depart, arrive, rhythmically on the path of time. You heard that five different ways. Please give one more round of applause for yourselves and all the poets in Seattle tonight.
Thanks for listening to this Lit Crawl Seattle 2014 podcast from Speakers Forum on KUOW 94.9. If you appreciate the series, please give us a good review. It really helps people find us. Lit Crawl Seattle is a volunteer organization. Readers, hosts, venues, and sponsors donate time, goods, and services to make it happen. This year's sponsors included the Elliott Bay Book Company, Georgetown Brewing Company, Hugo House, Shunpike, Four Culture, and DCG1. The third annual Lit Crawl Seattle took place on October 23rd, 2014, at venues around Capitol Hill. Many thanks to Michelle Goodman and Anna Tadashev for these recordings. See you at next year's Lit Crawl. For Speakers Forum, KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm John O'Brien.